Hello everyone, I'm Mehdi Bessa, CTO of Mitril Security, and today I'm going to present you Bastion Lab, a secure data privacy-friendly framework written in Rust. Is it working? Yeah. It's better this way. So when making this project, we came across one big problem. Let's say, for example, you are one hospital, and you want to share critical data such as ECG data, heart rate, respiration rate, and so on, with, for example, a startup that is working on that has a deep learning algorithm to detect anomaly in those data. The most usual way today is to use a Jupyter notebook that you can isolate from network and all, but unfortunately, this is not the appropriate way because Jupyter notebooks allow arbitrary code execution. And with some way, you can extract the data without even the data owner seeing that you did that, which is a big problem, mostly with sensitive data. Our solution, try to fix this issue. For example, you will not have direct access to data. You will only have limited operation allowed. So really what you need to, for example, aggregate the data, only extract what you need, only do, for example, some average and calculation on a microset of data, but most importantly, you can only have sanitized and authorized output allowed. Meaning, for example, if I don't want the startup or any other actor that work on my dataset to see the name of my patient or some critical data, such as if they have hypertension or so on, I can just set up in the policy. And they will not be able to access that unless I explicitly authorize it, and yet nothing forced me to accept it. I'm going to present you very quickly our API. Don't get mad with me. It's the API is in Python because the API is in Python, but the server in Rust. So don't get mad yet. Okay. Doesn't look as bad as I thought. Actually, it does.
yeah, FN a minute.
Ah, sorry about that.
11, does that work? Oh, dear. No, I think the resolution is not. It's not there.
That's okay. That's okay. I will go on with just explanation.
Okay. Is this? Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. No, that's fine. Ah, thanks. Sorry about that. So no Pythons, though good for you in a way. thanks. All experience with Rust in Berlin Bastion Lab. We had seven reasons to choose Bastion to make our project, which is the biggest reason, memory safety. I think you know all very well while I'm talking about here, the very paranoid way Rust has to handling multi-threading, no mutable static unless you use lazy static and not any other technique. That was a pain to bypass, but we did manage. And the minimal call base size, thanks to being a low-level programming language, ideal for trusted execution environments as we are working with, such as for example AMD ACV, IntelliJX, and so on. The less code base, the less big the code base is, the easier it is to audit. Now, for the performance reason, as I said, Rust is a low level programming language, very close to C in terms of execution speed. But the biggest reason is Polars, because our API heavily relies on it. Except that we implemented a network stack to never allow anyone to access to the data directly. Polar as well offer one of the best performance in working with datasets and so on, join, aggregation and so on. It was the easiest way to do it. Plus, it's in for us. There is no bindings and so on. Thanks for that. So you can see here the performance, the benchmark we made. We use Panda as a reference. That is, as you can see here, more than terrible compared to Polar's. We compare to Polar's lazy, our solution that is lazy by default. Lazy means I'm only executing a query when I strictly need it. Unlap on that is eager, and we do it all the time. That makes a big difference. Plus, I'm working on only the data that I need and not the world data set if I don't need to. That's another benchmark on a bigger set. You can see that Panda is still off the roof and never compared to the other one. Now, though, how did we do that? We thought to use the best CRUD that are available for doing that. We wanted to use Tonic and Tokyo because Tonic offer gRPC, which will allow us to make clones that are not in Python if we need to, thanks to the protobuf that is implemented in many languages and the gRPC protocol as well. Polar, as I mentioned it already. Rings, because in addition of setting up a policy, for example, if I don't want people to access to a specific names or whatever, there's that. But rings, we use rings implementation directly to verify this, and I need to provide my public key to access to the server. We use ring implementation to do that directly and to check if the key match and if the key is real. And Tokyo, because we are using like heavily, like mad, the multi-threading, the asynchronous move, and so on. For example, when you need to accept a dataset, we spawn a new thread that will send a request to the data owner saying, "Do you want to accept this request that is about to leak sensitive data?" It's not written this way, but it's yes and can come with now. Instead of blocking the whole process, I will have a thread that will time out after a while. If I don't accept it, mean I reject it, but I can say yes or no, and other requests such as a simple one or not a sensitive one will be accepted. Plus the NSEC move, plus Tonic plus Tokyo, that mix very well together and allow many connections as we want. This is the best we could dream of. As I was about to show, that was supposed to be in the Google Colab, but it's an easier representation here. We have, for simplistic reason, Python code, but only a few lines, the data owner part that uploads its data set, set up a policy, and for example, I can reject my data set, but I can allow sensitive requests, but I want it to log it. Oh, shit. Thanks, everyone. Thank you.